Judy?
Hi, Judy. He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakor. Anna Bakor. Gedulat Yemincha. Tatir. Serura. Alfet Gimel Yutap Savi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora ufreshayan sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yechudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet. Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalit that created the planet Mars, Ma'adim, and the He that created the constellation Taleh, the Aries, the astrological sign of Aries, the ram or the lamb. Together, the Dalit and the He represent the doorway to the physical world.
Yes, man.
The gematria is 9, which puts it at either Chachma or Yesod. Barchem tacharen rachamei achan tarim betet reish tzaditat gimel kasim kadosh berov tucha na'el adatecha betufet tet nunayim. Yachid Geyen, Yam Ha'pene, Zokre Kedushatecha, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Siyakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumot. Shin Kufav, Sadi Yud Ta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanim, Erech Apayim, Ve'ral chesed ve'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, Notzer avon wa'fesha, V'chata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary, on Parasha Yitro, it is Pasuk 29. And I will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarifu yishkinte bithilu urhimu chilud urhimu urhimu chilud l'yachda l'shem yud he b'vav he Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Ane Nandakucha Periku Koma Deaved Leila Witata Kola Ihu Kishokrio Vada Dikshot Leila Mila Bialma Ivae Barnash Badahya Leya Mineya Ulam Naga Eya Kalana Dehaku Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itsteris Bialma. We're now going to connect to the energy of this year, 5778. The energy of this year is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first verse that we study, there are two of them that connect to the energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6.
Vaishkavamnon Vaitchal Vayavo Hamelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Chavo Natamar Achoti Udlabev Le'ene Shete Levivot Vievre Miada.
The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each.
Chatati Odiacha Wawoni Lokisiti Amarti ode ale pashai Ladonai ohe wahe Weata nasata Awom khatati sela.
The energy of the year 5777 is the energy of the goats, the year of the goats. There are again two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52.
Tzod saduni katzipor o yevai chinan.
When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satsuki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And the letters of this name are separated by seven letters each.
Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh.
The year 5776. As the energy of the pause that refreshes, there are again two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot Vayahaskum Achehem Halavim Ad Kilo Tamlacha Vyad Yitkachu Hakohanim Ki Halavim Yishre Levav Lehitkadesh Me Hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute that into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo, Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Re Ka Ha. The second verse that has this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Sur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we have 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, mikol ha-makavoiya, asher yitkabe sham v'shaltem, elai el-nachom, v'halakti yitkem, v'chayayim yashno, v'aretz v'hipasti, oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yobed ro'av yom ru'ayot. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'aktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei adla la'anoto Asher Barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. And we connect to these names, these three-letter sequences, by saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence.
La awa he he ya, yo za la me be he, he re yo he ko me. La awa ka la yo, la wa wa pe he la, mi la cha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he ya a, yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me lakabe washire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo cha wa wa
la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta be be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a pe be wa we a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. I'll now connect to the energy of the 72 names from the Sadiqim. And we will connect to this, these names, these three letter sequences in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he he we wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo te za. Hey, she, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey. Sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, a, la, me, ta, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me. Nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, a, yo. Nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, hey, be, hey, me, za, re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me. He la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left the second day of Nisan.
Marka? Hello? Marka? Hello?
The second day of Nisan, Rabbi Baruch, the father of the Maharam of Rottenberg, Rabbi Eliyahu Kalman Kash, he was the Rav of Lublin, Rabbi Shablom Dov Ber Schneerson, the Rebbe Yerushav, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Twersky, known as the Skiver Rebbe, in the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. You can find the class on the revealed wisdom matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, that opens up to a series of parashas by name. Scroll down to the third book, which is the book of Vayikra, the book of Leviticus. And the second link under that title is Parashat Tzav. If you open up that link, and then on that page, scroll to section 6. That is our class beginning tonight. We will start with Pasuk 50. Does anyone have any questions before we begin? Uyodesh tamid tukad al hamizbea Wigomer daoraita deitmar Bahalo kodevari Meum Hashem lo tichber adai Ta'avera Eina mikaba Torah Aval avera mikam ba mitzvah umayam devaved avera din kaba mitzvah dehi ner paki mikaba ner dileya veit marba Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Migufeya Behaihu Kibu Tishtar Gufa Bachashoka Behaki Mandasalik Shekinta Meatraha Garim Kibu Vachashio Vachashovcha Vahahu Atar Vachashoka Ihi Avera Vashivcha Kiti Rash Devirta. The translation. We should also interpret the words, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. This is the Torah called fire, of which it says, is not my word like a fire, says Hashem? As it should always shine upon the altar, which is Malchut, it should never go out. Surely the fire of the Torah shall not go out, since a transgression does not put out the Torah, but a transgression puts out a precept, a mitzvah. And he who commits a transgression puts out a precept, which is called a candle. He thus puts out his candle from his own body, namely the soul that is called a candle, of which it says, a man's soul is the candle of Hashem. It is extinction indeed, for the body remains in darkness. He who causes the Shekhinah to go away from her abode through his actions brings about extinction and darkness into that place. A transgression is darkness, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. For a transgression that is a handmaid and darkness inherits the place of the mistress, the Shekhinah, which is removed from her place. My commentary. In this pasuk is a hint to why people die. When one does a transgression, one reduces the energy of the soul. When the energy is extinguished, the body dies, and the soul goes to be rejuvenated. Pasuk 51. Usliku dimitzvah misitra diame haaretz lechom nekaba mitzvah lekayem bechom urshayim bechoshech yidamu aval legabe Mare Torah leitz leha keviyayo olamit lechom denacharin lach bekama razin dioraita dioraz itkere umitzvot dioraita bimkaimain La Rabbanan, Torayhu Gabehu, Laila Vayomam, La Hatik Be, Alaihu Begin Dim Kimim, Bahabaha Gita Bo, Yomam Valaila. The translation. Regarding the ascension of the precept on the side of the common people, who are without knowledge of the Torah, for them a transgression extinguishes a precept. The words "and the wicked shall be silent in darkness" are fulfilled in them. As for the sages of the Torah, their precept is never extinguished, because they shine upon the precept with several mysteries of the Torah. For light is called a secret, raz, namely the numerical value of light, the Hebrew word is or, is 207, which alludes to the secrets of the Torah being lights. The precepts of the Torah, which the sages observe, are considered in them to be just like the Torah. They will never be extinguished, night or day, because they observe in relation to her, but you shall meditate therein day and night. My commentary. Little difficulty in scrolling tonight. Someone like to would someone like to read the commentary?
Which verse is it? I just found it. So
it's in 51.
51. Okay. That's your commentary?
Yes, please.
Okay. The Zohar is explaining that judgments are relative to people. Also, there is also hierarchy to the secrets of the Torah as well. Thus, when an ignorant person performs a sin, he extinguishes the light of that mitzvah within in him or her. When a tzaddik performs a mistake, that tzaddik has secrets from their studies that replace the lost light. And that's all I have.
That's all that's there. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
That is the end of our section. Does anybody have any questions?
Okay.
now, assuming I can get to my computer working again, and I normally know how to do that, and it will be relatively quick, I hope. We will move to section 7.
Okay, let's see.
Sub 52. Vaya Hashem Desali Kmipu Maehu Pamile Dioraita Ihu Hashem Hamaraka Tim Sadrin La Umarikin La Lagabe Bala Begun Halotha et hanerot deit mar bechon lehalot ner tamidu vashan lahamaraka vianan haktoret haktoret hilaita shan delight our mili balga be hachmata the ihu kimota kegavna the anana the itaruta the anana miupa adahu diktiv the edyale min haaretz Uvatar v'tishka et kol p'nei ha'adama. The translation. The smoke coming up from the mouths of the sages of the Torah with words of the Torah is like the smoke of the wood set on the altar. The secret of Malkut is called a set, since she is set for her husband, Zeranpin. This is so in the verse, when you light, literally when you raise the candle, which speaks of raising Malkut, the secret of the candles, to Zeranpin, as it says of them, to cause, literally to raise the candle, to burn always. Namely, Malkut called candle. This is affected by the smoke of the wood set on the external altar. Excuse me. As smoke is considered to be Malkut, by the smoke from the wood and the cloud of incense in the internal altar, of which the Torah, Zeranpin, is the smoke. Zeranpin will awaken in the heart, Bina, and rise to Hakma that resembles the brain. For the heart and the brain are Hakma and Bina, and the smoke from the wood on the inner altar, which is Zeranpin, rises to them by means of Maim Nukdin, to unite Hakma and Bina. It is like a cloud, since a cloud stirs in the heart, as it is written. But there went up a mist from the earth, namely Zeranpin, called mist, which is smoke, will rise from Bina, the secret of the supernal land, and water the whole face of the ground. For after Zerampin has risen by means of Mayim Nukvim and received plenty from, and I'm not able to scroll again. I don't know if you feel like you can just continue from where I left off, it would be appreciated.
Okay. It is like a cloud. The cloud stirs in the heart, as written. But there went up a mist from the earth, namely Zerampin, called mist, which is smoke, will rise from Bina, the secret of the supernal land, and water the whole face of the ground. For after Zerampin has risen by means of Mayim Nukvim and received plenty from Chokhmah and Bina, he waters the whole face of the ground, which is Malkut. All right, Hanok's commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. To understand this pasuk, we must remember female waters, Mayim Nukvim, is actions by people meant to arouse action on the part of the male, which is Zerampin. Okay. All right, Pasuk 53 from the Zohar commentary. Oh, gosh. I don't have this one printed, and so to see the Hebrew, it's real little
for me. Wait a second, because I'm solving my problem. And I want to read the Aramaic.
Okay.
Haki Yitar Ashan Mi Bina Bihu Tali Badiuk Muha Legabeya Halev Mevin Vesalik Legave Achma Dehi Kimo Chauman Ashan Da Amuda Emsaita Dat Lev Mevin Da'at. The translation. And he explains his words. Thus the smoke arises from Bina, which is in the heart, considered to be an understanding heart. It rises to Chokhmah, which is like the brain, which is the smoke. It is the central column, Zerampin, that rises and unites Chokhmah and Bina and becomes Da'at to them. The secret of a heart that understands knowledge, the Hebrew word is Da'at, from the heart, Bina, Da'at, rises, which is the central column that unites Chokhmah and Bina. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Pasuk 54. Levatar denachit ashan Hach malgabe binadinun Dalis bala Vidalamina Ihu nachit Male meaba Vima male Yudhe Lokta aetzin Dinun tachatzi Mesitra dietz Chaim The gufa de taman hashem, haetzim vadai, Lon Bishal Hovin Piraita Deeds Marbea Halo Ko Devari Kaish Neum Hashem Bishal Hovin Dener Mitzvah Bir Himu. Start momentarily. Anna, go ahead. I'm still having this problem tonight.
He explains his words. The smoke there on Pin and Da'at descends from Chokhmah to Bina, of which one is to the left and the other is to the right. Bina being to the left of Zeron Pin and Chokhmah to its right. After its words descends full with abundance of Abba and Ema, Chokhmah and Bina full with abundance of Yud-Heh to burn the woods, the Torah scholars who are from the side of the tree of life, Zeron Pin. They are therefore called woods, literally trees, who are the limbs of the body where hay, literally the of the trees lies. They are the body parts of Malkut that is called body and called hay, as the souls of the Torah scholars are the offspring of Zeron Pin and Malkut. Most certainly the intention is to burn them with the flame of the Torah, as it is written. Is not my word like fire, says Hashem? By the flame of the candle we are commanded to light with love, namely by the flames of fire of love for precepts. Anok's commentary. Without Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk could not be understood. The pasuk is also teaching that when we do any mitzvah, we need to have a consciousness, kavanah of love. This is what the Sephardic custom, Lashem Yehud, statement accomplishes. Pasuk 55.
Thank you very much, Hannah.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
Pikuda lehachriv bekol yoma tamidim Be'avat reya lehadlik esh ahidiktiv Esh tamid tukad al hamizbeah Lo tiper via batrea, terumat hadeshen via avatrea, karva medero de dava, tanaim via moraim, kol ilain tamidin inun medot. Kikud Shabarichu, Ditzrike Lemehewe, Lon Naicha Viag Aiga, Kikol Sephiran, Kuhu, Chad Maim Mem Kol Sephira, De Safira, Mimana Al Shevahot. Yuzmanin v'yomin tavim v'ha'hiyo midad shultanuta v'ha'hu zimna kol sefiran itkalilu v'ave itkariyu kuhu ashi ha'hiyo Mida bechesed, chasadim b'igbura, gevurot b'haki, b'kol mida. The translation. It is commanded to offer daily offerings every day and then kindle a fire. As it is written, a fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. And then to remove the ashes from the altar and to bring a sacrifice for a vow or a voluntary sacrifice. The Naim and Amoraim, all these daily offerings are the attributes of the Holy One, blessed be He. Namely, the Sephirot, which should have rest. All the Sephirot are one, yet each and every Sephirah is appointed over specific Shabbat periods and holidays. Namely, on every Shabbat and feast, a different Sephirah reigns. The reigning attribute at that time includes all the Sephirot, since each Sephirah includes all 10 Sephirot, and they are all named after the reigning Sephirah. It is Hesed then, Chasadim, and if Givurah, then Givurot, if the ruling Sephirah at a specific Shabbat time period is Chesed, then all 10 Sephirot that are included in it are called Chasadim. If the ruling Sephirah at a specific Shabbat time period is Givurah, then all 10 Sephirot included in it are called Givurot. Thus it is with all these ruling attributes. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the Pasuk is clear as written. It also raises the question, which Sephirah, for which Shabbat, and or holiday, is the ruling attribute. And I did not write this, but it needs to be changed to reflect the following statement. To answer this question, it is included in the classes for the Sefer Yetzirah. That class is on the website for easy access. Yet, you need a teacher. It's highly recommended that you have a teacher to study the Sefer Yetzirah. Typically, the current method of teaching the Sefer Yetzirah is intellectual and not experiential. You will never truly understand the answer to this question without learning the Sefer Yetzirah as an experience, as an experiential teaching, which we do here at Yeshem. That is the end of the section. It's also the end of our class, unless someone has questions. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning, and tomorrow being Sunday, we have 3 classes. It's an unusual period in that we are in Nisan, and the first 14 days of Nisan are very specific. They are tremendous chesed from Hashem. We will meet at 7 a.m. West Coast time for each of these days, commencing tomorrow. We needed to commence today, but it was Shabbat, and I did not want to do this teaching using the phones. So 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will have our class explaining and teaching the Nasi for the second day of Nisan, which is also for the month of Iyar. At 10:30 West Coast time, we will have our class continuing the preparation
for the days of Nisan and the other holidays. Tomorrow's class will be about these 14 days. At 3 o'clock, we will have our class on advanced reincarnation. Every morning between now and the morning of the night of the Seder, I believe that's the 28th of March, but I could be wrong. Between now and then, every morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will have this additional class. Shalom to all. Have a Shavua Tov, a wonderful, happy week filled with joy and excitement for cleaning your cells of your chametz. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Are we coming back on at 8:30?
I'm sorry?
Were we coming back on at 8:30?
No, not tonight.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe we were.
Not tonight.
Yeah. Okay, but not tonight. Okay.
No, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
So go to bed early.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Shavuot Tov. Shavuot Tov.